going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're giving up some runs early sometimes nights, and offensively, it's kind of put us in the funk a little bit, I think, early, and that's happened a handful of times. And, Toma going back up, they're putting a zero in the second, zero in the third, allowing our offense to kind of get going. But I'm just really happy with our effort. I thought we played extremely hard. Everybody was into it. Nobody's satisfied with how we're playing, and we're just a little short tonight. Really happy with how we play tonight.
Well, you kind of wonder whether Brandon Hodd is saying in the past he hasn't been satisfied with their effort. I wonder that. I mean, if you point out effort in a loss, then I wonder if you're giving me a little hint into you weren't satisfied with the effort in some of the other games. I would love to ask him that question. Wasn't there to ask that, but I would love to ask that question. The Birds last night, what did they leave, 12 runners on base? Just 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. Ed, I'm going to say this one more again, man. People look at the 24 runs they gave up on Sunday, and then they turn around and look up the 7 runs that they gave up on Tuesday. And they say pitching, pitching, pitching. But they don't look at the other games when they don't give up a ton of runs.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose those games. I would venture to say that the Birds have lost more games because of a lack of offense than a lack of defense. Last night was Exhibit A. It was another example of that.
Yeah, I think it's been going on a long time. I mean, like at least back to last season, where people keep focusing on pitching. And I get it because – all the conversation surrounds pitching. You can't win without pitching. You need pitching in the postseason. Good pitching beats good hitting. Pick an expression. And those things are true. I mean, you need good pitching. But I think the offense is what's struggling. You just, with all the people, I keep saying this, like, you look at all the names on that roster, that lineup card, when it's handed in, it's like, it really aren't many easy outs on there. And they should be, they should be producing a lot more.
You
but
should.
Last night, they ended up with 10 hits, and then they end up with 3 runs.
And they left 12 runners on base. They were 1 for 12 with runners in score. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, 10 hits and 3 walks, and they come up with 3 runs.
And again, I'm not saying the pitching is good, not at all. But I'm also saying the pitching is doing what we had probably expected them to do.
Yeah, and they have a baked-in excuse. None of the pitchers are here. So the pitchers you're seeing are not the pitchers you thought you'd be seeing, prior to the season. So, I mean, they definitely have something that, an explanation as to why the pitching has not been great. But the hitting is just, it's really frustrating. Last night's game was, I don't know what's worse, to lose 24-2 or to lose 4-3 like that and leave 12 runners on base. Because they got plenty of hits last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. They got 10 hits, three guys reached by walk. It's a lot of base runners to come up with almost no runs.
So last night they lost 4-3. Mm-hmm. Here's some other games. Low scoring when you didn't score enough. Jays 3-1 loss. Red Sox 3-0 loss. Royals 4-1 loss. Diamondbacks 4-3 loss. Also, there, I would argue, Edward, that there are games where it's low scoring for the first four or five innings, and you're getting nothing because now the pitchers try to get a little bit too cute, and they're pitching not to make mistakes, The other team tacks on runs. Mm-hmm. But I can't prove that. I know what I'm watching, but there's no tangible evidence of that.
Well, the only evidence you'll have is by talking to pitchers because they tell you that. They'll say that. You know, if the game is tight, they get tight. They try to, you know, they do exactly what you're saying. They got to be extremely careful, and that's not good. You like guys to be aggressive on the mound and you know, and just pitch. Be comfortable, get in your rhythm, and pitch. And they can do that if they got a cushion or they know that, you know, the bats are hot. And if they're not, then they got to be careful.
It's not the offense? Okay, Gunnar Henderson batting .212 with a slugging percentage of .394. Adley Rutschman, .214, slugging of .381. O'Hearn, he's doing well. He's at a .491 slugging. Last night, he pinch hit, but Ryan Mountcastle has one home run, .239, .338 slugging. Jorge Mateo, I'll move on. Tyler O'Neill, .215, .385 slugging. Kjerstad is not doing that bad, .453 slugging. Westberg, .190, .392 slugging. Jackson Holliday has actually started to turn it around a little bit. He's got that on-base percentage up to .300.
Two hits last night.
Yeah. So that's what's wrong. The guys that you expect to be the guys haven't been the guys.
And let's not leave my man off.
Who?
Our center fielder.
Oh, Sedgwick. Well, I didn't.
If you know, around 300 if with you know, 608 slugging.
I did. The reason why I didn't say him or O'Hearn, I didn't say O'Hearn either, because those are the guys that are producing.
Yeah,
they definitely are producing. .441 on base percentage, .608 slugging. His OPS is over 1,000.
Yeah,
I mean that's O'Hearn, .359 on base percentage, .491 slugging. His on base, I mean his OPS is about over 800. So yeah, those guys are definitely producing.
Yep.
Let's go to Ian and Arbutus. What's up, Ian?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
You know, I've been listening to you guys talk about this all week, and I wanted to call. People've got to realize the pitching's not supposed to be any good.
No.
And it's not. They're not hitting the ball. They're not scoring enough runs. You know, and this has been going on since last June. When are people going to have the realization that maybe these guys that we think are guys, maybe they're not guys? And I know they have potential and they could turn it around. It's a long year. But this team's not losing games 8-7, 9-8, 10-9 like everybody said they would have, that they would be doing all year. It's getting out of hand that people can't see the real issues that stand in front of this team. So I appreciate you guys shedding light on it. It won't matter. People aren't going to listen to you. But
thanks a lot, Ian. I mean, it's offensively, I mean, come on, man. You go 1-for-12. You lose a one-run game. When you go 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position, you had 12. You're having your opportunities. You're not cashing in on those opportunities. That's the issue right now.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.